It is Wednesday morning, time for our weekly visit with Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com and, of course, HumbleAndFredRadio.com. Good morning, Freddie.
Good morning, fellows. Good to be with you again.
How are we today?
Very good.
How many dot-coms can one fella have, Freddie? That's my question for you.
Well, in this big, beautiful, wonderful country we live in, fellows, you can have as many as you want. You can hoard them if you want.
And you don't have to be embarrassed by that.
No, and they cost just, what, cents a day, if that.
Yeah. All right, Freddie, something that we haven't touched on with you, but it has been going on now for some time. I think it's up to almost a couple of months, which
it's gotta be.
Surprising to me. I didn't think it would last this long or had been this long, is the Occupy campaign that we see going on throughout North America, starting off, of course, in New York and now in a lot of different cities that certainly have some reasons to protest their citizens, and other cities where they're protesting things like another fancy mall opening. There's places in California where, in some very affluent cities, where they got Occupy people who really don't need to be occupying anything
right.
except their BMW.
I know. I mean, it's completely out of hand. I mean, I'll speak to Toronto, where yesterday an injunction was granted to the, I don't even know what to call them, campers, bums, slobs, diversionists, to stay there until Friday. Apparently the judge is going to rule on Friday whether they can stay or not. But to me, this is just nonsense. I mean, it should be like New York, where the judge came down yesterday and said, that's it, get out of there. He's going to stand beside the city because, I mean, we're all adults here. Let's just end this thing and move on. I mean, it's so unconstructive what they're doing in Toronto. It's sickening. I don't know, obviously, or you guys probably haven't seen the camp at St. James Park in Toronto, but you just get the impression of a bunch of spoiled brat kids having a hootenanny. You know, they're, you know, campfires, guitars, the smell of dope, you know, porta potties that are too full and stink, garbage all over the place. Grass that's been trampled to mud. Let's get serious. And for what? What are they doing? They're occupying a park. How is that being constructive about the man controlling them financially?
Are you opposed to all of the occupies or just the one going on in Toronto?
No, I think they're all stupid. The thing is, do something constructive. Here's the, you know, the whole basis of this problem is, you know, 1% of the people control 99% of the wealth. Well, I think you're being a lot more constructive and being a lot more productive if you're going out on a day-to-day basis trying to be part of the 1%. I mean, seriously. Listen, the profile of these bums down in Toronto are the same. They're all punks in their late teens, early 20s. They all look the same, like they need a shower. And listen, I know I'm sounding like, you know, some old crotchety conservative guy. But seriously, it's been 2 months, and they're all the same. You ask them questions about the issues, they have no idea about the issues. Most of them have no idea why they're there, other than it's the thing to do, and some other people are doing it, so why shouldn't we? It's a diversion. The whole time they're there pretending they're accomplishing something, it's a diversion to what we should really know about them. They've got nothing else to do. They don't work. They don't go to school. I mean, who are they trying to kid? Yesterday, Gordon Lightfoot's down there in support of them. Then it turns out the reason he's supporting these occupiers is because his 17-year-old daughter is there. Now, you tell me at 17, she really understands all the issues behind the Occupy movement. And at 17, why the hell isn't she in school?
Well, and living under her father's lifestyle, I'm sure she's never spent a moment wishing or wanting for anything. So,
Let's just call a spade here. Listen, there's probably a tiny percentage of these people who know the issues and have some legitimate concerns. But camping in a filthy park for 2 months in tents isn't the way to make your case. It's just not. Look at it this way, Craig, Matt. Mm-hmm. If you got your families packed up a tent and went to a public park in Windsor. Okay, forget this Occupy movement. Say it, none of it had happened. You just decide one weekend you want to camp at a public park in Windsor. What would happen?
My wife would leave me, and I'd be arrested.
Well, you may not be arrested, but you'd be told, sir, I'm sorry, you can't pitch your tent here. This is a public park, and there's no overnight camping.
Right.
I mean, this is the very basis of this of this whole controversy. What they're doing, number one, is just they are breaking the law. They're breaking bylaws. You can't camp in public parks overnight.
Okay, Fred, I would agree with you that there's a lot of people in there who are only there to be a part of the scene to cause some trouble. We've had some ODs. We've had a lot of fights. There's been issues with the one here in Windsor where you get the kids partying downtown, and then they decide it'll be funny to go cause trouble and pee on the tents and push over porta potties.
Yep.
And I can see your point on some issues. When this started in the States, it's because there is a real issue in America with the way the economy has gone, and that there are a lot of people in America who aren't making in a year what a very few people are making in a day. And if you look at the charts and the graphs, you'll see that the spread between them has changed a lot. Now, part of the problem, I think, in the United States, Fred, is everybody believes that they, at some point in their life, have a chance at being that 1%, and that's just not a reality. For the most part, everybody, the majority of people, are middle Americans, middle Canadians, middle income earners. You're not going any farther than that for the majority of them. They can't seem to get their head wrapped around that. The problem is the middle is disappearing, and it is a real problem in America.
Okay, but I'm number one, I'm talking about Canada. Number two, in the United States, I totally agree with that. The meltdown that happened in the United States did not happen in Canada. So these occupiers in Toronto, I mean, that's their default, right, to supporting their brothers down in the United States. I get all that.
Yeah.
But listen, the whole time that you're pursuing being part of the 1%, you may not get there, but at least you'll probably create and maintain a lifestyle that is rather comfortable. And no, there's no doubt the middle class is being attacked in the United States and to some degree in Canada. But laying around in a park, defecating in the bushes, smoking dope, calling policemen pigs. There was one guy last week, he went and had a dump on the front steps of a financial institution in Toronto. Did you hear about that?
No.
And he said, well, you know, the financial institutes dump on us, so I'm going to dump on them. So he has a crap on the step. Now, how far does that go in helping the cause?
You're right in that point. In Canada, we don't have the issues, certainly, that they have in America, and our banking system is much more secure than it is there, and we can secure credit at low interest rates here, and we don't get screwed by hidden costs like they did in the States. Our mortgages aren't being sold off, and there's a lot of stuff that's right in Canada that isn't in America, and I agree with you that a lot of the protesters here are just there for the scene. I agree, I believe in everybody's right to protest and
do it
in a proper and orderly fashion. They need a spokesman, certainly.
And there needs to be a lot more organization to what's going on.
But a lot of them don't want that organization, because organization would mean actually having to do some work. Listen, guys, have you been to the Occupy area in Windsor?
We've been down around it, yeah.
Well, every week I go by the one in Toronto. It's fun. These guys are on vacation. That's what it's all about. I mean, I'm so tired of them pretending that they have a point. It's just a cool thing to do. And a lot of them have nowhere else to go, or where they were, they don't want to be, whether it's at their parents' houses or having to pay rent somewhere and have a job to support themselves. No, a lot of them just decided, hey, this is cool. Let's grab a tent and go down there and live in the freaking commune.
Yeah.
And it gets back to the same old question. If you and I tried to do it at another park on our own with our families, a camping weekend out at a public park, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. So why are they?
What should they be doing then, Freddie? What would they do as a group?
I don't know, Matt, because I don't have the same problem that they do. They should, as you guys say, get together. They should organize, and they should have... Listen, why can't they be in those parks, as the city of Toronto has said, between 5:30 and midnight? You know, gather, protest, whatever you want. Organize, have speeches, have soapboxes, ask to see the evil people that run these companies, ask to see government levels of government and talk things out to see what can be done. But really, what is the solution other than going out and working hard? And, you know, there are so many, listen, my kids are in their mid-20s. I ask them about it. They don't even have time. They don't even have time to think about this Occupy thing because they're too busy trying to make their own careers.
Well, right.
I mean, that's the only solution I can offer these punks.
If they were able to pull it together to a point where they could have somebody stand up and say, look, The moment that Stephen Harper or some CEO, somebody who can speak for companies across the country, the moment we're allowed to have a sit down with those people and air our grievances, then we'll pack up and leave. But you're right, they're not even offering up a solution to get them out of the park.
And, you know, in Toronto, it's become a multi-level thing. Now First Nations is in there looking for a fight. You know, they've started this fire and call it the Sacred Fire.
Right.
What it'll be interesting to see when they try to put that fire out. I mean, it's all window dressing. It's just down there. They're just down there to cause trouble. That's all there is to it, to make a point. You know, they're now the First Nations are trying to push their agenda. The unions are there, coming in the back door with firewood, and yesterday a bunch of used tires so they could build a barricade. They said they were going to build like a little dog park with the tires where dogs could be off their leashes, which was crap. They start building a barricade. So, I mean, a lot of this stuff that's going on is it's almost militant. And for what? What's your point?
Well,
like,
that,
seriously, okay.
There it is, yeah.
In the States, there was a meltdown. It was a mistake. Yeah, some people got burned. But what's a constructive way to deal with it? In Toronto, where we didn't even feel those effects, I mean, come on. The city of Toronto, as you look around you, there's thousands of condo units being built. You know who's buying them? Young people with jobs. They can't build them fast enough.
And
what's your point?
And there it is right there. What is your point? Exactly, Freddie.
Yeah.
What is the point?
So,
yeah.
It's an excuse. It's an embarrassing excuse because, again, the profile, and if it wasn't, and it's the same profile. I mean, last night I'm watching the news, and there's, like, young people, 19, 20, 21. They're, like, just in the middle of the park dancing to, a drum beat, and they're all painted up. And, like, seriously, go grab some want hats. There's lots of jobs there that are a lot better than dance around in a park. Seriously.
And, Freddie, I think what we take more so from this conversation is I get the feeling that you're wondering if the Pattersons and Vens can go camping together.
I would love that.
I know.
No, seriously, if I can find a park where we can go and hang out for the weekend.
It seems to me you brought that up a few times. I'm wondering if you're hinting that you'd like a little camping weekend with my family.
Look at it this way. On Friday, in the city of Toronto, I got a parking ticket.
Yeah.
Well, why shouldn't I be able to park there for free?
No, that's a good
point. Why
would
I get a parking ticket? If those people can go down to that park, down to St. James Park and camp, break a bylaw and camp with no repercussions, why should I have to pay my parking ticket? Why can't I park there for free? You know what I mean? It's never ending.
Uh-huh.
Freddie. On and on and on and on.
I love having our ranting Freddie.
I know.
This is the Freddie that I pine for. Thank you, Pally, and we'll continue to read CanadianThinker.com and, of course, check you out at HumbleAndFredRadio.com.
Loving you, boys.